In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. After more than 2 weeks of protests in Denver, Sundays was all about the intersection of Pride and Black Lives Matter demonstrations. Kara Lipford is a Black lesbian from Boulder. She says that although she's been careful not to be out during the COVID-19 pandemic, this was far too important for her to miss.
There's a lot of homophobia in the Black community. There's a lot of racism in the queer community. So to have everybody come together in this style, I really appreciate that. That's really great.
The rally featured Black and queer speakers. It also included a vigil and moment of silence for the lives that have been lost. CU Boulder researchers have found one silver lining to the stay-at-home orders. Some of us are sleeping better. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Researchers studied the sleep habits of college students before and after the stay-at-home orders went into effect. After the orders, students slept about a half an hour more per night and kept more regular sleep hours. Students who'd been skimping on sleep the most pre-pandemic started sleeping as much as 2 hours more every night. Researchers say sleep is particularly critical now. Lack of sleep weakens the immune system, leaving more people vulnerable to viral infections. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The town of Crested Butte will convert its main commercial avenue into a one-way street so that businesses can have more outdoor space. KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
The idea is to give a boost to businesses whose customers may be wary of indoor settings due to the coronavirus. Starting tomorrow, traffic over a four-block stretch of Elk Avenue will travel in one direction through the end of the summer tourist season. Before coronavirus, some businesses and residents had unsuccessfully sought to modify the street, including banning cars altogether. Governor Polis has encouraged local governments to allow for more outdoor seating for restaurants. At least 8 other cities, including Boulder and Aspen, are making room in the streets for restaurant seating. For CPR News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
Critical fire weather conditions today and Tuesday through much of western Colorado. Right now it's 41 degrees in Grand Junction, 41 in Craig. This is CPR News.